Chuck the Ice Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Hey, pass me over that inhaler.
Inhalers are illegal here, sir.
They are?
Well, at Tour de Pizza.
Well, you're supposed to say yes and then let me use it and then say it's illegal.
I'm not part of the commission. I'm not going to take a...
What about that?
I'm not allowing...
Give me your thoughts on
that. Greg Hardy to cheat in competition in USC Boston?
I don't know if I'm holding him accountable for it. He asked permission and was given it. Was he not given permission by the commission?
That's what they said. That he had permission, but I mean...
I want to know how he had an inhaler in the corner.
Hey, where do you put it? Like, how do you smuggle an inhaler into the octagon?
Well, it wasn't in the octagon. It was in the corner.
Somebody brought it in.
Yeah, somebody.
So now you got to start searching all the corner men and make sure they don't bring illegal stuff like contraband.
Did you see he hasn't fought it already?
Does he?
Yeah.
Is it going to get reversed? Is the
it's a no contest.
But are they going to? He's going to appeal it, right? He has to.
You can't.
You can't appeal a no contest?
You can appeal anything you want.
Right.
But he did something illegal, whether you're told to or not. If a policeman tells you you can drive 106 down 4th Street, you're still going to get a ticket. Right?
Yes. But by another police officer.
Right.
But then they find out that somebody, the police officer takes precedent over like traffic laws, right? Like, can't they say, oh, that traffic light, listen to me, not the light.
He used traffic. An inhaler. It's a no contest. Just, I believe his record now is like 1-0-2. Pretty impressive. But, you know, everybody has said, step up, step up, step up, step up. He's replacing Junior Dos Santos. So
that's a big deal.
I believe Dos Santos was the main event. They're making Greg Hardy and the opponent the co-main event. And then the main event will be still be a three-round fight. So, you know, I'm not going to get involved in the Greg Hardy, and everybody knows where everybody stands on it, but it's about time he's going to fight somebody.
Yeah,
I truly believe the guy Greg Hardy beat, I don't think you could beat many people if you really do this MMA fight in Alabama. When you fight the homeless guy, I think you could have probably beat the guy that Greg Hardy beat.
Oh.
I'm lying. You really couldn't. But I'm just saying where that's at. I don't think the guy had fought in 3 years.
Oh, I think Buster Douglas proved that anyone can win.
That's not true.
That's a true story.
It is not true.
He beat Mike Tyson.
I understand that. But it's not on that any given Sunday thing.
Any given Sunday, anyone can win. One punch.
The Miami Dolphins will not win on any given Sunday.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, they have no chance.
None. None at all.
They'll win a game this season, though. They will.
Who are they going to beat?
Dubai?
I think they'd lose on that, too.
That's true.
You know, but normally it's, you know, Buffalo has been bad for so long. You know, the ironic thing is those teams in that division, the Miami Dolphins, which don't you think they should restructure? The Miami Dolphins are in the same division as the New York Jets, the Buffalo Bills, and the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Let's shuffle everything up. Let's put the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Jaguars.
In South America.
And the Panthers.
Put them all in
and
Miami.
The Panthers. And put, you know, let's do it that way.
I would say it's funny how, like, when you talk about football being baddest, like, it's a terrible thing. But in MMA, two guys in 2 weeks are getting ready to fight for the baddest mother belt. And
Which doesn't exist.
Are you a fan? Oh, it will exist because Dana White created it. It cost them $50,000 to make it. It's a one-off, one-time only. There won't be a continuing King of the Hill kind of like always the baddest mother belt. So it's a one-off belt event for UFC, what is that, 244?
I think it is 244.
In Madison Square Garden?
Yep.
Your thoughts?
On what?
On
the belt or the fight?
On both.
Who cares about the belt? It's not a belt.
It's going to be a real belt.
No, it is cool.
just like the knockout wrestling belt that you saw this afternoon. It's a real belt.
It is a real belt. I'm intrigued on the fight because, again, like I've always said, if I'm not sure who I think is going to win, it doesn't mean that's who's going to win. But if I'm, like, I'm intrigued on Saturday's fight. I think Damian Maia wins the fight.
Okay.
But it could go either way.
Sure.
But if I'm like that, if I can pick like that, yeah. But if I'm not sure.
How important is that fight in Madison Square?
None.
For the title contention?
None.
You don't think the winner of that gets Covington or Usman?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's possible, right? Because it's going to sell.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's two named people. Look what Masvidal has done. You know, how he has continued to build his name up.
Well, he knocked out Darren Till. Till is an up-and-coming star. Like, he stopped him, and then he went and knocked out Askren with a flying knee that changed the internet.
As much as I don't like Ben Askren, I like him more now because of the response. And I know we've talked about it. Somebody put on Twitter, hey, Ben, do you remember the knee, blah, 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 blah? And he goes, to be honest, no. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Sure.
I think it's awesome. A little
humility in the combat sport.
Let's see if there is humility. But, you know, we haven't seen much about the fight on Saturday. Yeah. You know, it's Saturday. It's in Singapore. It's 9 a.m.
Sure.
Today's Wednesday.
Right. Other than the main event, like, the names aren't people you really know.
Well, we'll find out shortly when you have to read those names.
I will.
I'm looking forward to that. Some news out of MLB. David Ross, who I had the opportunity to meet and chat at this year's Waiting on Wishes in Nashville, is your new Chicago Cub manager.
The what? Yep. Wow.
And JPP returned to the Buccaneers this week as well. So somebody asked him something about his injury. You know, he had a broken neck. You know, he thinks he's Kurt Angle.
He had the car wreck, right?
Right. But this is the same guy that blew off three fingers off his hand.
On a firework display.
And he brought it up. You know, and he didn't, you know, it's not that he talks about it. It's like this guy has more freak accidents.
Right.
You know, and he keeps coming back, and I expect him to play. If he doesn't play Sunday, and I think he may, if he doesn't, he'll definitely play the week after, and more havoc. You know, he brings a lot to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room and on the field.
He absolutely does. I'm agreeing with you. I don't know. I told you how boring the show would be if I agree with everything you say. But he absolutely does bring a draw to the field and is exciting. He's an explosive player to watch. You took over your headset? Get back to work. What's wrong with you?
I wanted to see what you could do.
Well, what do you mean I can do? I made an offensive comment about JVP and him being an explosive player. He blew off three fingers.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't like it, so.
That's why I took it off.
But no, I mean, I think honestly, if I'm being a true no, in my own heart, I think the baddest mother belt, the BMB or whatever, it reminds me of the old school days where you actually had a fight to look forward to, you know, like where you're planning that day on the calendar, where you're bypassing the Singapore fight. I mean,
I'm not bypassing it.
I'm bypassing it.
Well, that's because
I'm not waking up at, what, 4 a.m. to watch the undercard?
I believe it starts at 9 a.m.
The undercard starts at 9 or the main event?
I believe it starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And if the main event starts at 9, that means the others would start at 7.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not getting up at 4 in the morning, unless you're in Vegas.
Right.
And then that's different.
True.
I'm not sure I'd get up at 4 a.m. for anything. Is there any fight, any sport, any game, anything that you would get up at 4 in the morning to watch? I don't know if there is.
No.
I don't. For numerous reasons. One, because you can watch it when you get up.
Yeah, right. I mean, everything is like replayed, and you can watch it live for yourself, or, you know, not live as it happened. Unless you're betting, you know, instantly and watching for that.
Are you really more interested in next Saturday, the Masvidal-Diaz fight, that much more than Askren-Damian Maia?
Yes, way more.
I'm not way more.
I'm way more. It reminds me of old school UFC. I think that's what they needed. They needed something like this. And they needed something other than just a belt. Like, they needed something cool.
I can live with it. I can live without the belt. I think it would be just as exciting without the belt. The belt, I don't think, adds that much to it. These are two guys that I think you would pay to watch. You would go to New York. You would do whatever to watch these two guys fight.
The only problem I have is I don't think these two are the two baddest mother on the planet, but I would like to know your top 10 when we come back from the break of who you think is your best top 10 BMFs. Then we'll be back after this break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Travel around the world and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's
who sings that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why, are you going to sing a bar?
I might. Might try out for America's Got Talent.
Well, let me be the first one to tell you. You don't. Monday's guest out at the Monday Night Players Show.
Yes.
Has trained with Hoist Gracie.
Really?
Yep.
I've trained with Hoist Gracie.
So have I. Doesn't make so,
Hoist
you
is,
special.
Hoist is chained with everyone. Did you see that? Did you see that Facebook meme I posted the other day?
I try not to.
Hulk Hogan, and it's got Maury Povich, and it's got like three clips of Terry's face going from happy to like shocked to sad. And it says, you said that you were everyone's brother. The DNA test said that you were wrong.
I did see that. What's up with Terry and his team for whatever it's called? Hidden Jewels, Super Jewels. Next weekend, I guess, in Saudi Arabia. It's Team Hogan versus Team Flair.
Yeah, I think they gave him like a couple hundred grand just to go have dinner in Saudi Arabia. Like, He's international, man. I mean, I'll tell you, I was at in Naples, and I was showing my phone to show the owner of the oldest pizzeria in the world that I was from America and my contribution to the pizza industry, and I showed him my pizza diet results, and there was a photo popped up of Hulk Hogan and I. And so the guy was like, "That's your friend?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my friend." He didn't speak any English. So he takes my phone, shows it to the owner. Owner shows everyone in the restaurant. And from that point forward, I was a king. And, you know, so Terry's way more famous over there in Europe than he is in St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater.
I don't believe that.
I think so. I believe it.
I don't believe it.
It's because we're numb to it. We see him all the time. He's
I understand
around.
That, but I don't think that he can be more popular. I mean, he's one of the most well-known person on planet Earth.
For sure. No question.
He's not as good a wrestler as Randy Macho Man Savage was.
That's speculation.
Well, opinion. I'm the host of the show, so it's my opinion that counts.
It's also speculation.
Let's welcome back to the program.
Yes.
Bare Knuckle FC 8 is now over. Now we look ahead to 9 back in Biloxi. I can't wait to go now that I found some really cool buffets, but I'm really looking forward to the main event. I'm looking for the whole card. But Artem and Jason Knight back at it. Let's welcome back to the program, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just got done training in D'Aberville with my buddy Brennan Davis. I'm headed home for a few hours rest, and then I got to go to Mobile to train with Blake Stingley. So I got a pretty full day ahead of me, just trying to put in as much work as I can, get ready for the start.
Did this fight come up fairly quickly, or was it being worked on, you know, behind the scenes, and you and Artem and David and everybody knew that it was going to be announced? Because it came like all of a sudden Dave's on the show and he goes, "Oh yeah, by the way, Artem and Jason Knight fighting next month."
Yeah, we had talked about it, kind of been in discussion. I had told him that I for sure wanted to fight, and I wanted to fight in either November, December, didn't matter what the date was. I wanted to fight before the year was over. I didn't care if it was Artem or whoever. Of course, I wanted Artem, but I told him that it didn't matter who it is. And my coach was talking back and forth with him. And I asked, "Hey, can you give me a for sure date when I'll be fighting? I just need to know something, because if I'm going to be fighting, I need to get my ass in the gym and get to work like I'm supposed to." And, he messaged me one day and says, "You're for sure fighting November 16th. I was like, "Awesome. You know, who's the opponent?" He said, "Most likely Artem." And then, next thing you know, he tells me, "It's for sure Artem, but we can't announce it yet. You know, we're going to wait a couple days. And as soon as I announce it, you can announce it." And then, after a few days, they announced it, and here we are.
You know, we've talked about numerous times with you, with Artem, with David, you know, with other media, that fight that you guys had, and it wasn't that long ago, is probably the fight that's going to help set Bare Knuckle up and get it to where it needs to go. Can there be too much pressure put on both of you guys to not even, increase, but to duplicate what we saw the first time?
I don't really think there's too much pressure. I think that, the thing is it wasn't a clear decision. You know, it could have went either way. It was close. It was arguable. For me and Artem both, what we see is we got to finish the guy this time. We got to put an exclamation mark and, leave no questions this time. So that's what we're going to try to do. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to make sure that I do the correct things to win the fight, without a shadow of a doubt. And he's going to do the same thing. He's going to try to make sure that he either knocks me out or he wins a decision that's not questionable. And that's exactly what we're going to go out there and try to do. And, I don't believe that, all the hype in the world make us have more pressure than what we already got.
True. And one of the things that it doesn't astound me anymore, but when I first started covering mixed martial arts, I would always say, we just had Jim Allers on as well, and we were talking about how you can have a fight and it can be a scrap down, 5-round, 10-round, whatever, and then you guys can be cordial and professional. And you know, with the fight that you and you know had with Artem, and that people were talking about and continue to talk about, and then I see both of you guys in Tampa, and you know, as you start to promote number two, you know, your arms around each other when you take a picture, and try to explain to people again, this is what you do for a living, but you can be professional before, during, and after.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know, how much crap that you talk or the other guy talks. At some point in time, you go in there and you let all on the line, you gain a mutual respect for each other. And, you know, Artem talked a lot, you know, before we ever met, you know, the last time. And I feel like a lot of that talk from his side was, you know, just trying to boost up the fight. And anything that I said before I met him, I meant it. You know, I didn't like the guy. I wanted to, you know, break his face. You know, I wanted to really, really hate this guy. I wanted a reason to really want to hurt him. And, you know, he gave me plenty of reasons, you know, before I met him.
Right.
And then I showed up at weigh-ins, not really weigh-ins, but I showed up to start cutting weight before the last fight, and they have us in the same sauna. And whenever I walk in to go and sign my paperwork to be able to go into the sauna, Artem's right there in front of me. I'm like, oh, God, man, I got to cut weight with this douchebag. And as soon as I get ready to, you know, go sign my paperwork, he turns around, like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm excited. You know, excited about the fight. Awesome to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, so that's a different guy than was on the, you know, on the computer the other day talking crap. And then we sat there, we cut weight together. He turned out to be, you know, a really cool guy. And we went out there, we fought, and, you know, you could tell that he had just as much heart as I did. He wanted it just as bad as I did. And, you know, we gained the mutual respect for each other. And, you know, if I'm not fighting Artem from here on out, I'm going to be rooting for him. But, you know, we can be friends all that we want, but, you know, as soon as they get in there, we step under the ropes into that squared circle, it's time to fight.
How much do you like the toe the line where literally, you know, you can throw a punch within the first half a second, first second of a fight?
I love it, man. I feel like, you know, if both guys are willing, you can stay right there and trade them out and see what happens. I think that, you know, it helps for more action. You know, both guys are right there on that scratch line. And in your head, you want to land the first punch. You know, that's always how it is. You don't want to let the other guy beat you to the punch. So, you know, right there on that scratch line, it like demands action. You know, when you start there, you have no choice but to go to work. There's no fill-out process. There's no chance for a boring fight, really, unless you just got two guys that are scared of each other. But, you know, when you got two guys, you know, like me and Artem, that I'm not scared of him, he's not scared of me. I don't care, you know, how much punishment I got to take. I don't care, you know, I mean, he doesn't care how much punishment he has to take. You know, we're not going to go backwards. We're going to fight as hard as we can and, you know, try to come forward as much as we can. And I believe that, you know, on that line, that gives us the perfect opportunity to, you know, go out there and start off real hard.
Hey, Jason, the Naked Pizza Man here. You know, on the night of the BKFC 8, you were in the corner of Sheena Starr. There's something happened I didn't really understand, and maybe you can clarify for me, but it seemed to be in combat she took a knee during that competition, but it didn't seem to be like a referee stoppage. Like, what was going on, and what are the rules? Are there timeouts permitted in bare knuckle or what?
I really don't know what happened in the fight that made her take a knee or whatever. I know she got caught with a couple good shots. But I know that, you know, if you take a knee or something like that, you know, they might give you – I think they usually stand you up to give you like 8 seconds to continue. And if you don't continue, then it's over with. I know during my fight, every time that – like if I got dropped, he would stop. He'd say, you okay? We good? Like, yeah, I'm good. And he said, all right, fight. you know, just that split second or whatever. But I think they kind of like give you a little 10 count. If you can't continue after 10 seconds, then you're done. And I'm not real sure what happened to Shingen that night, but she looked like she was off of her game that night. I know her coach didn't show up, so they asked me to coach, you know, to corner her. And, you know, I'm always down to help a fellow fighter. I'm just, you know, I'm not sure what happened to her that night.
Well, I mean, obviously for men, you know, a low blow, it's obvious, and they give a permitted time to recover. You know, do the women have the same kind of guidelines? Are there low blows or there illegal strikes that could cause that timeout? Is that what you think happened that night?
I have no clue. To be 100% honest with you, I didn't even read my contract. I don't know what the rules are. Not to a T. I know that if you've got the tops on, you know, you can clinch with one hand and throw punches as long as you're active. I know that there's no low blows. There's no standing eight count, and you cannot, you know, you can't be saved by the bell in any round. So, you know, other than that, I don't really know a whole lot about it. You know, I didn't try to do my homework, you know.
You just show up and fight, and, yeah. and that's your job. How
that's
big?
Yeah, you know, I'm just there for the fun.
For the fight. How big do you think BKFC can get?
I mean, I believe it could get just as big as the UFC. Maybe it's going to take a while or whatever. It's going to be hard to get it, you know, broadcasted throughout each state. But, I see the sky's the limit, you know. As long as we keep bringing in more and more talent, bigger and better fighters and stuff like that, then, I mean, I don't see why I couldn't just keep growing. But, I mean, over the past year, it's started to blow up.
You know, and that's the thing I don't think people realize. You know, we're, 15 months in. So, good things on the horizon, you know, for BKFC. Looking forward to the fight. It's right around the corner. I will be there. I'll broadcast again. We're going to, first and foremost, thank you very much for your time, as always. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address so we can mail you another package from 8 Man Strong.
All right.
That is Jason Knight back in the squared circle taking on Artem Lobov right around the corner. And like I said, Knockout Radio will be there. All right. We are at the bottom of the hour. Let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza Duh, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Travel around the world and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria. where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Only a segment and a half left. Anything you need to get off your chest? Anything you want to talk about? Anything constructive?
Nothing constructive. Nah, I just kind of waste time.
Should have known better than ask for something constructive from you.
No, the Bronze Bomber.
Can Artem Jason Knight 2 live up to Artem Jason Knight 1? Or is there too much pressure being put on from the media, from fans, from everybody expecting 2 to be like 1?
I think Eminem said it, you know, he's never going to be bigger than his own name, you know, like all these record labels.
What are Eminem's have to do with it?
Well, no, Eminem, like the rapper, he talks about how he'll never be bigger than the Marshall Mathers, like CD that he created.
So Jerry Mathers, the Beaver?
Yeah, Jerry. With the expectations so high and then you're on this contract where you have to do 2, 3, 4 more albums, and you're never going to be better than your first original one that made you a star, because that's what people will hold you accountable for. So, I mean, anything short of what they did last time is going to be a disappointment.
Do you think that one, both, neither, you know, are going to go, you know, Clay Guida said that he had to change because he was Rock'em Sock'em, he was all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, towards, you know, the last year, 2 years, he's kind of changed a little bit, a little more strategic
for sure
than just going in there and just throwing to the wind.
Yeah, I think, I think guys are getting smarter, you know, like, I think, you know, before it was...
Well, the smartest fight of the night, and we talked about it in the first hour, they're the ones that got booed.
Right.
The ones that, you know, they were being strategic. They were, you know, pulling their punches. They were watching their punches so that they're not throwing crazy. And they were the ones, and I'm looking around like, what's wrong with you people?
Well, I think, I mean, all sports, they're starting to do it. You know, back in the day, the NFL was just like, you know, 3 yards on a pile of dust and guys banging heads and you know, warriors, but then they see what the damage is to their bodies and their mind and the rest of the life they have to live on earth in pain and misery, and they start to get smarter and they start to have better equipment and start to be smarter. I think fighting is the same thing. It's evolved to a sport. It's evolved to where it's safety first, and I think they have to change in order to have longevity.
But again, it is different, you know, where with the glove, we've talked about the damage that you take with the glove. Without the glove, you know, you can throw a little bit crazier, but again, you can't throw as crazy because you're going to break your knuckle.
Yeah. I mean, another boxer passed away last week.
Or lose a tooth.
Yeah. Well, yeah, at least you got 32 of them.
Well, we don't know how many of those were real.
Well, after the fight, you might not have 32. And if you're from Mississippi, I'm sure you don't have all your teeth.
I'm not touching that. I want no part of it.
That's why there's so many great fighters out of Mississippi, probably.
You're an idiot.
All right, nothing to lose.
So we had Jim Allers on.
Yep.
We just had Jason Knight on.
We did.
We're going to have Artem on here very soon as we get ready for that. I'm in discussions with Phil Baroni. Yes. We have to have an agreement in place.
That he can't curse.
You know, he has the all-time record. He's been problem. On this radio program before, and he has the all-time F-bomb record. So we need to, Phil and I are going to talk later tonight. But right now, and I know he's a busy guy, he is the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We appreciate your time. It's only been a couple days. Have you been able to take a minute, sit back, and think about it and relive what a great event, what a great card that was Saturday night?
Yeah, man, it was awful. It was really, really awesome. We're getting so much great feedback about the fight that it was just incredible. Some people that never went there before and were able to witness it in person. You know, it's what I've always said. I got to get people to a live event. Once they're at a live event, they're hooked, and they're always going to come back. It's an amazing event. The guys really fought their butts off, man. It was wonderful to watch.
I did a little, not really a test, because I knew what would happen. But, you know, we gave away tickets, as you know, for not only BKFC, but we gave away UFC tickets as well. So what I did was I picked three winners that got a pair of tickets to the UFC on the 12th and Bare Knuckle on the 19th. All three said that they enjoyed Saturday night more than the 12th. The fights were more action-packed than the 12th. And like you said, we need to get people there to see it to know what this event is.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's our main issue. Our main issue is, how are we attracting new fans to this sport? It's fun, it's exciting, but we got to get the new fans into this sport and really watching it. And we're doing a good job of it. We just need to do a great job of it now. And, you know, we have a great marketing team that we're working on everything with to try to get these new fans. But, I mean, the existing fan base are repeat fans. I don't think we lose any fans because it's a phenomenal product. If you're, like I've always said, if you're a combat sports fan, if you are a combat sports fan, this is the sport for you. Absolutely.
Well, and I think another thing that sums it up is now that Abby has, you know, the quickest knockdown in BKFC history, you know, a second. And that's all brought on by the fact that you told the line, you're literally, 3 feet away from each other. So within a second, there is action already. A lot of times people are like, oh, you know, it takes 10 seconds. It takes 15 seconds. Just the action from start to finish was incredible Saturday night. There was not the best fight of the night was the fight that was getting booed. Figure that one out.
So they're jumping off the line. They're jumping right off it now. And that's one thing I express to these guys. Look, utilize that line, jump off the line, get a fast start on your opponent. And I think almost every fight did that. Almost every fight jumped right off that line and they started banging. I mean, a lot of these undercard fights, they were banging from the time that the referee said knuckle up until, you know, the time it either got stopped or the end of the fight. But a lot of great knockouts. The physician from the state of Florida was a phenomenal guy to work with. And he said, listen, Dave, you know, because one of the guys got knocked out. I think it was, I can't remember who got knocked out. I went into the ring and made sure, it was Robert Morrow. Made sure he was okay. Got knocked out by Gustavo Trujillo. Phenomenal knockout. But I go, man, is he all right? And he goes, Dave, this doesn't bother me. Like, a quick knockout doesn't bother me. It bothers me if they get knocked out in the 10th or 11th round. Or they're taking a beating the whole fight. This doesn't bother me. I don't want to see knockouts, but I'd rather see a knockout than someone taking a beating for 9 or 10 rounds. So that was great to hear from him. And he's a big proponent of what we're doing. He loves it. The fans love it. I mean, the fans, as I was walking through the crowd, they were like, this is unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you for bringing this here. So we're so happy to be doing it in Florida and, leading into November 16th, the rematch of the fight of the year.
We're going to talk about that in 1 second. One final thing that I want to address on Saturday, and really wasn't even on Saturday, it was yesterday. I went in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room, and as you know, there was three players that were there. I also invited a former player, Chris Hovan, and all Nacho was yelling throughout the entire locker room was everybody that blew it, that missed it, that didn't go out to it. So it's starting to span out, you know, into other sports that, you know, nobody wants to watch their own sport. Football players don't want to watch football. They want to watch Bare Knuckle, and that's got to be exciting as well that it's spreading out. Jinder Mahal was there again. You know, a lot of celebrities following the sport.
No, absolutely. And having guys like Vanderlei Silva, excuse me, and Fabricio Verdum there were like the whole time they just kept tapping me, like tapping nonstop. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is real, pure. This is unbelievable. This is where it started. And so they were super excited. Got me super excited to have guys like that that were really excited about it. I mean, just like I said, you get to a live event, you love it because you can hear the fist hitting the cheek, and it's just something really special about that. But it's growing, and we're really excited. Again, man, Florida's just been, the two events we have done there have been sensational for us, and the fans love it. The fights have been great, but this set of fights, I really do believe from top to bottom, was the best set of matchups that we've ever had on a Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship card.
I definitely agree with you, and normally we have 2 or 3 months to start talking about the next event. That's not the case this time. Like I said, you know, we just had Jason Knight on taking on Artem, Phil Baroni taking on Bobby Gunn, Bedford against Felony, and a whole list. I mean, that card is going to be just as impressive, we hope.
No, absolutely it is. I mean, again, stacked from top to bottom. The important thing is to have the fast-paced action going on all night long, not just giving them 2 or 3 good fights, giving the fans. And that's what we get about a lot of compliments about what we do. They say, the thing I see different is we stay engaged because it's one fight, and then it's the next fight, and then it's the next fight, and it's the next fight. Look, we do a pay-per-view broadcast. We did 9 fights on pay-per-view. Where do you get 9 fights on any other pay-per-view broadcast? You don't. So we did something, you know, really special in the way we designed the rules and regulations and time and around. And it just makes everything so fast-paced the whole time. And it was, you know, it was a really phenomenal night.
And I was just going to say that the fact that there's, you know, you go to a lot of events, you know, including the granddaddy, the UFC, and there's intermissions and there's 20 minutes in between. And you don't have time to go get food. You don't have time to go to the restroom, because as soon as the one fight ends, the next one is on. All right. So real quickly, I know that you're a very busy person. I saw that you can already order BKFC9. Tell the fans how they can do it, and let's get it ordered today.
Yeah, you can go right to our website at bareknuckle.tv, and it'll give you instructions on how to order that. You can go right to it. It'll take you to Fight TV, or it'll take you to any of your cable or satellite providers in the United States or Canada. This is definitely a fight you don't want to miss. I know a lot of promoters go, don't miss this fight. It's a fight you don't want to miss. The last fight was one of the best fights I've ever witnessed in my life, and I've been to thousands and thousands of fights. You don't want to miss this fight. November 16th, Artem Lobo versus Jason Knight 2, the rematch of the fight of the century, and maybe one of the best fights ever in existence in any combat sport. So make sure you tune into that fight. You will not regret it. It's going to be a great, great night of fights. And if you're local in the Biloxi, New Orleans area, and you want to come to the fight, go to bareknuckle.tv, purchase your tickets there. We are right now, as of this morning, we're 67% sold out almost 4 weeks in advance.
Wow, that's incredible. And I'm sure your phone's already ringing off the hook. Jim Allers wants the winner.
He does. I actually talked to him yesterday. We're bringing him out to the event. I mean, what can you say? What can you say to Jim Allers? How can you deny him? 3 fights, 3 good guys that he fought, 3 knockouts. I mean, he walks through the punches now. So how can you deny him, to get a chance? So we'll see what happens after this fight. But he's definitely a rising star in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and everybody's really talking about him. So we can't see... wait to see where his future is gonna lie, and he will definitely be in attendance, and I'm sure he's gonna be making some call outs after that fight.
It's definitely a good problem to have. You know, obviously Artem is one of the biggest names, you know, in the organization, in the sport, but to have up and coming names that you can also build a promotion around, is not a bad problem to have.
No, it's a great it's a great problem to have. I mean, you know, we also have a local Biloxi guy, former UFC guy, Chase Sherman, will be defending his heavyweight championship against Joey Beltran on that card. Joey has been in there with everybody, and, you know, he proved himself in bare knuckle, had a tremendous fight with Tony Lopez, and then he just beat, knocked out Jamie Campbell. So we're giving him a shot at the championship. The one good thing I really like about Joey, he doesn't take a backward step. So whether wins or loses, it's going to be an exciting fight, and we're going to try to build Chase into something special too. You know, being in Mississippi, where bare knuckle really was from for all those years, and now he gets to bring that championship back to Mississippi, is, you know, it's something really sensational. We also are adding our Helen Peralta, who beat Christine Fiera in the semifinal of the featherweight, the women's featherweight championship, which since we didn't get a chance to do the semifinal, we're actually, she actually wants to drop weight for one fight, so we're going to do her in a 115 matchup with an opponent to be named in the next day or so. So, I mean, really, again, from top to bottom, just unbelievable fight card.
Very good stuff, as always, Dave. Thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks in Biloxi.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
That is David Feldman, the president of BKFC. And unbelievable card Saturday night.
Unbelievable.
I truly, it's the first event that I enjoyed start to finish.
Yeah. You know, how could you not?
Yes, I had to babysit you. Yes. You know, so I didn't get to watch everything.
Well, my leash didn't go all the way up to the top row.
No, I cut it back a little bit. I made sure that I had a nice hold on it so that.
Is that why you sat your son next to me the whole time?
Well, because I knew that you wouldn't just be able to get up, that he would trip you.
That's true.
Or whatever it would take, he would do.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Who are you taking Saturday? I know you're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Are you taking Meyer or are you taking...
I'm taking Askren. I think Askren's got a point to prove. I think he's embarrassed about his last showing. I think he's shown that he can fight. He can throw hands with Robbie Lawler and he can scrap it out. We know he's a great wrestler.
Hold on a second. He can't throw hands with Robbie Lawler. He accepted hands from Robbie Lawler.
Well, he overcame it. You know,
he didn't throw anything at Robbie.
He gritted it out. I mean, he showed toughness.
I'm sure you don't even remember it, but do you think the fight should have been stopped?
I mean, Robbie put a thumbs up, apparently.
No.
And the ref didn't see it.
That's not what I'm saying. Listen to me. Watch me.
Yes.
Watch the words coming out of my mouth.
Got it.
Should the fight have been stopped while Robbie Lawler was beating the crap out of Ben Askren? A lot of people thought it could have, should have, would have.
Could have. I mean, it could have been stopped. It depends on which judge you get. Which ref.
Yeah, the judge has nothing to do with it.
Which ref you get, I mean.
And it shouldn't have been stopped when it did get stopped because Robbie was never out.
It was just a bulldog choke, was it?
Yes. You were correct. Side. I'm shocked that you even know what that is, not alone remembered what it was. And then after this weekend, then some of us head up to New York City.
New York City.
I have so much stuff planned. I truly do. Have a couple interviews.
Yeah.
Have some cool stuff set up.
Yeah.
Russell Peters set up.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa set up. Some beer festival set up. I'm sure I'll get in trouble with Scott Peterson. I'm expecting that. I'm going to go back to Trump Tower.
You podcasters are so all the same.
Yeah, whatever. Somebody said that to me. So where's your podcast? I go, I don't know.
Yeah, what's a podcast?
What's a podcast? This is a live radio show.
Right.
FCC, baby. FCC regulations.
The new kids don't understand how hard that is to get.
New kids on the block?
Yeah, they have no idea.
Because anybody and everybody can do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, because they show up with their camera phone and they set up and they have a microphone and a tripod and like they're...
You told me, and we won't throw both of these people because a person was in front of you. There was also a person in front of me that was filming, doing some kind of streamcast, podcast,
yeah.
Marycast. They had two viewers.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
And I think the person in front of you had three.
Yeah, but two of them were the same as the other guy. They're watching each other.
And just for giggles, I jumped on my Facebook real quick, and within like 10 seconds, I had like 65.
Well, then the thing about today's modern world is everybody has a camera, everybody has a voice, and everybody thinks that they're a star. And
why are you talking about yourself? All of those things were
fake. Oh, yeah, you're right. I was talking about the other people. The other podcasters, not me.
You're not even a podcaster. I wouldn't even give you that much credit.
I know. I'm legit.
Well, you're not. You're truly not. That's why I keep you around, because you make me look so good.
I do. That's my job. That's what I signed up for.
So when's the Jits King thing in the South Side?
January 24th. I just talked to Eduardo yesterday. He
wasn't smart planning.
Why?
Because the Super Bowl's like a week later.
To Miami. Yeah. They could have done it the week of.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's too much going on. It would have got washed out with all the activities and festivals and concerts.
That's why you strategic. It's just like WrestleMania. Oh, and by the way, we're going to a wrestling event.
Oh, yeah. Next week, right?
No, I don't think it's next week. I'm going to try to pull it up real quick.
Is it the 9th?
8th? 9th?
8th, okay.
I think it's the 8th. King Mo.
King Mo.
Muhammad Lawal is wrestling in MLW. And we're going to go. You're going to be in a seat.
Okay.
They're going to handcuff you to a seat.
All right.
You know, I said the only way I would bring you is if you got handcuffed.
Okay.
You may take a chair to the back of the head as well.
Okay with that.
Okay. And I'm going to be in the back hanging out with King Mo.
I don't think he goes by King Mo anymore.
Well, he's fighting.
I think the last time he spoke, he said he likes to just go by Muhammad.
What he has said on this show is his fight persona is King Mo.
Okay.
And he does have a fight, one last fight. He did do the R word, but he is coming back to fight. I believe it's the night before this MLW.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to start negotiating what we're going to do for WrestleMania. Since you don't know anybody.
I don't know anyone in WrestleMania. Except everyone.
Yeah, everyone. He's not going to be. Terry's not going to be involved in WrestleMania.
Yeah. I thought he was going to have a bigger role in that Monday Night Raw event they had it there in Tampa. I thought he was going to have a bigger thing.
Was it last night? Even though it drives me crazy that Tuesday moved to Friday. You know, I'm so used to watching Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
But they did a thing, I think it was last night, and they went to him live in Clearwater. As he talked about his two acquisitions for Starcade, Ramificade, you know, whatever. I'm like, dude, your team's going to get killed. Ricochet? Remember we had that guy here whose teammate was Ricochet in the...
Oh, yeah. The Matt Bourne or Matt... Eric Siddall.
It was something Bourne or something, right?
Matt Siddall, I think it was. His name's on the wall.
Yeah, like you can read it.
Graffiti wall. Oh, Matt Siddall. That's it.
Matt Siddall fights next Saturday.
It's going to be crazy.
Who are you taking in that?
You got to go Diaz.
I'm going Masvidal.
Are you really?
I am.
No.
I am.
Why?
Here's why, and I said it before.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. Nate Diaz said this is the BMF belt.
Yep.
And they're both gangsters.
Yep.
Only he's a West Coast gangster.
Right.
And Masvidal's an East Coast gangster.
Like a South American gangster. It's from Miami.
The fight is East Coast.
Okay.
Masvidal's East Coast.
Okay.
I'm East Coast.
Are you?
So we're going East Coast. That's who I'm picking. Doesn't mean that's who's going to win.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, look, Anthony Pettis came into that fight on a win streak. He beat Stephen Thompson.
Big deal.
He was with a Superman punch. He came into that fight ready and conditioned.
Diaz, you don't think came he was ready for Diaz?
Diaz came over a three-year layoff and came in and beat Pettis handedly. In an amazing fight. Now he's had an extra time to train and get serious for this Masvidal fight. I think you see the sharpest Diaz you've ever seen, the most motivated because it's on his own terms. He's like the UFC showing him love, like, hey, this is for you. We built you this belt. It's a 50-grand belt. He's winning that belt. He'll die before he leaves without that belt.
You're wrong. You think they built this belt for Diaz, not for Masvidal, next star.
They built it for
Masvidal
Diaz.
Masvidal is their next star.
You think Masvidal's the next dog?
I do believe
I don't that. Think he beats Askren if he doesn't connect that knee. He throws that knee 99 times. 100, one will connect, which did. But the other 99, he gets taken down and then wrestled and beat to the ground.
But it didn't happen.
I know it didn't happen. But I'm saying to run that back 99 more times. See what the percentages are of who won that fight.
You run that back 99 times and Masvidal does not lose all 99 of them.
No, I didn't say he'd lose all 99. But I mean... It was a one lucky thing. It's never happened.
It's not lucky.
The connection. Run across and throw a flying knee and
right,
it lands.
But that's not lucky.
I mean,
I don't really care. I don't care if Diaz wins. I don't care if Masvidal wins.
Right.
I'm okay with either one.
I don't think that flying knee lands or works in any other scenario. Like, you know, it was the first thing. It was unexpected. It caught him off guard. It got connected, which
is beautiful.
Fabulous.
But it could be like Alon. He threw the knee,
right.
You know, in the second or third round.
Right. I mean, you soften people up. You see that they slow down. You see a tendency. They're starting to give you something. So, I mean, later in the fights, I can see. I mean, Alex Nicholson has the history of the flying knee. But the first punch, the first contact, knock him out 5 seconds. It wouldn't happen again. It's never happened in history.
We will talk about that next Wednesday. I'll be coming to you live from NYC. We'll have some UFC fighters that are on the card. We'll be on next week. You'll be here at Torta Pizza Monday night. Dexter Jackson, Josh Wells, myself for the Monday Night Players Show. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week. Watching every move on her face.
She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.